This is Scalzo and Bruston. We're live from Road America, my favorite racetrack, the 4 mile road course, the largest in North America, and I had an opportunity to go around the racetrack. There's going to be a social media video coming out, and you're just going to see the pure joy on my face when you see what it's like just to experience Road America. I went all around the 14-turn track and showed you some of the greatest places that you can go watch the race this weekend. Go to roadamerica.com to get your tickets. Also, stick around for Over Under coming up a little bit later as we're giving away 2 weekend passes. Not only that, you're going to get parking too. No one wants to pay for parking. You're going to get parking and 2 weekend passes for Thursday through Sunday. So stick around. That 400 value coming up at Over Under a little bit later.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. As Benjamin said, we are live at Road America. Joshy DiMaggio at the Gerber Law Office. This is One Call That's All Studios at Radio City in Milwaukee. Joshy, let's get into some one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Giannis Day here on Scalzo and Brust as well. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, your contestant for one and zero. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Today, Packers running back Aaron Jones tweeted asking, if you're one-on-one with a wolf in the wild, are you walking out alive? One or zero? You would walk out alive one-on-one with a wolf in the wild.
One, definitely. Not even a question. A pack of wolves is entirely different. Wolves are pack animals. They hunt in packs. They rove in packs. A lone wolf, I could take on zero problem.
Yeah, I think, like, I would be able to be resourceful and, like, grab something in the woods that might be able to just, like, pierce it, like, just go right through the neck of the wolf. Like, I'm not going to go down without, like, a fight. Like, yeah, would I be scared? Yeah, but once I get over that, which maybe I shouldn't say that, because maybe once you get over being scared and having to fight, it's too late. But I'd like to think I'd grab, like a branch of a tree and just put it in the neck of the wolf. No, goodbye, wolf.
I almost think you got to get behind it, strangle, headlock.
Headlock the wolf?
It's like a dog.
Yeah, with much sharper teeth and a little bit quicker.
Is it sharper teeth? Not really. It's just they're much more, you know, they're bigger, they're more powerful, and they're more aggressive.
Yeah, but if it's Lampert, that's going to take that wolf down. Yeah, I stand by my answer.
What was that?
Benny, one or zero, you expected some Giannis one or zeros on Giannis Day today.
One, we talked about it all day yesterday. Our group text of Scalzo and Brust during watching Rise Together were a bunch of Giannis angles that Joshy could have created a whole one or zero sheet on, like little things. Not stuff we could do a whole entire show about, but little things that we could head on from the movie. But Josh decided to go rogue and not care.
Joshy, one or zero, you expected Giannis one or zeros today.
Zero.
What else do we have?
Over half American polled said that they believe that video games should be taught in school because kids can develop real life skills in video games and can give them a bright future. One or zero, video games should be taught in school.
One.
Hold on, real quick. Are we saying, like, making video games, or like, because now, all right, I'll let you finish, then I'll answer.
So, you know, I totally agree you should teach things that you can, you know, learn from in the video games, and I've learned in Call of Duty Battle Royale the strategy and you know,
strategy of what,
how to stay alive, communication, teamwork. There's so many different valuable aspects of Call of Duty that I've learned that I really think, you know, kids could benefit from that in school.
I actually think you've gotten dumber the last 3 years playing video games.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I think that what the implication here is like, now, don't you feel like video games and, like, virtual reality have just blended together? Because now you're going to see more VR and, like, stuff in the metaverse happening where, like, you can already do it where... you know, there's that commercial I think that that Facebook has, where you could teach how to do surgeries now using VR. Like, are we talking about those video games?
No.
No. This the Express
We're talking
intent.
About Super Mario.
Well, no, but the Express intent.
Real life skills.
The Express intent of this was like the stories and things you could learn from video games being a tool to use to communicate to kids.
Yeah, like when I was a young kid, and yes, Ben will call me a nerd, like I used to play like computer games. There were like math computer games. You know what I mean? That's like what Leapfrog is. You just have all these like video games, but they teach you stuff. Like the video games that would teach you Spanish.
What was the one that involved plumbing and like math equations? Did you guys play that one in school? Like there was something with tubes and water, and you had to complete math equation. All right, great, good thing. Oregon Trail, did that teach us anything?
Next,
Josh, you're crushing it.
Yes,
today,
it taught
buddy.
Us how to survive. We're survivors. Here.
See, that's what Call of Duty does for me.
Well, this
but
is
you die consistently.
1-0. Ben has gained real life skills from his over 50 days of playing Call of Duty.
Over 52 days.
Yeah, over 52 now.
0. I don't think you've gained any. Like you saying staying alive, I don't think that's realistic. You're more likely to stay alive now because you played over 1,200, over 1,300 hours of Call of Duty.
I'd have to carry around like stun grenades and like frags.
And I don't think that's going to help you.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
No.
All right, moving on.
So I'm
Josh.
Going to the next one. Communication, teamwork. I feel like you already had teamwork in your blood because you played a team sport your entire life. Like what taught you more real life lessons, basketball or Call of Duty?
I don't think it's coincidence that Bo Ryan in a film session when we were going over defensive breakdowns brought up war. He said, Jared Bergeron, if this was war, Josh Gosser would be dead because you missed your rotation. You have to rely on each other. And so he used war, which is like Call of Duty as an
but
example.
But it's not, though. But like that would be like if he was over your shoulder playing Call of Duty saying, Ben, if this was a real war and you did that, then Ron and the key would die. You know what I mean? Like it's not real war. What you're doing on the video game is not real.
No, like it is real. Like, but it's not real. But it's real in my head when
next,
I play.
Next.
You guys are at the beautiful Road America racetrack, track that is over four
Gorgeous.
Miles long, with sharp turns and long straightaways. 1-0. You guys, if you entered this weekend's NASCAR race, could complete 50 laps of the race without getting lapped.
0.
0.
0.
I don't think I could complete like 5 laps without getting lapped. I know it's 4 miles, but
ooh, that's actually an interesting question. Could you go one lap without getting lapped?
Of course you could go one lap without going.
Greg, I don't know, because there are 14 turns. You have to nail all of the turns.
But my
and not and like not over brake and slide off, and then you get stuck.
But I'm
then you gotta refire.
The pure math on it all would tell you that you would be able to do it. Even if you're going half the speed as the other driver.
On a 4 mile road course going half the speed, I think they'll get you.
No, it literally would match up right at the end, is my point. Because in the time they would
point,
go 4 miles.
My point is, time, I don't just, think you're going half the speed.
In the time they go 4 miles, you would go
2 miles going half the speed.
So,
I understand that part. I'm telling you, you're not even going to be able to go half the speed.
If they're going, what, 180 here? You don't think you go 90? Averaging it, you go 120 down the straightaways.
It's a
take it off.
There's
the
a lot
turns.
More turns and like banking. It's no chance.
I
you're
think you
laughed.
Get yourself into
you're gonna,
trouble.
You're gonna stall
easily,
it out.
I could.
You're gonna stall it out,
lap.
Not be able to restart it. Stick
I would
shift.
Be, if I would beat you in a one lap race.
Get the hell out.
I would beat the crap out of you in a one lap
no.
race. Here. Ben, you've never raced. You've just watched it. You're like Jesse Nelson right now saying that you could throw a spiral like Aaron Rodgers, having never played sports before.
I have gone to
competitive. What does that mean?
I stopped listening to you because I was going to argue against you because you're making me mad. So I'm not even going to bother with you.
No, hold on. You were going to brag about how many of these you've watched?
And not how many spotter. I've watched, how many onboard cameras I've spotted. I've been around the sport long enough. Yeah. And do you know how to drive stick shift?
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
Absolutely know how to drive
stick. When did you drive stick?
When I was in high school. My dad had a stick.
It's a stick off.
I haven't driven it since high school.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't happening, Captain. You're stalling
out. Have you driven stick recently?
Yes. Girlfriend's got a stick shift car. I drive it all the time now.
Oh, so cool.
Cool.
Are the cars that they're racing in races?
Ben, I don't know if Ben's ever been less likable as he's being right now.
Aren't
really?
They?
Like honestly, a lot of unlikable things on this show.
I know. I don't know, Joshy. Like, in a weird way, he just went from, like, I'm being jokey, fun, Ben.
Yeah, because I kicked the crap out of you
in
a race.
Close.
I would let you just falter. Because you'd be terrible.
Ben, I've seen you drive on the road. You're one of the top 10 worst drivers I've ever been in
one
a car
of the times
with.
Now where Greg just... Okay, I'm not engaging, Josh. I'm not engaging.
I'm sorry. I have to be meaner to you to make you more likable because you just went into a really douchey role right there.
It's for your good. I'm okay with that.
No, but if I'm meaner to you, then you become more likable.
No. I don't want you to be mean. I want to be douchey.
Oh, mission accomplished.
Because now you sound like the douche.
I don't. I don't think I do.
It's a douche off, everybody.
Hey-o.
Live from Road America, this is Scalzone Brust, presented by Bud Light.
Benny, why don't you tell us about...
Woo! So that's the best part, Greg. Not only did I do a social media video around Road America, there's two Palermo's trucks. One of them specifically is Screaming Sicilian. And guess what I did in that social media? I went, woo, baby, the mother of meat. I can't wait to go home and gobble that up. Because I'm going right from the race course here in Road America, the road course. I'm going to play basketball from 7 to 8:30. And then I'm going to be hungry as a hippo. And guess what I'm going to put in the oven? Screaming Sicilian pizza with the whole milk mozzarella, the secret tomato recipe sauce, the stone butter fiery crust, oh baby, and just all the toppings you want on a pizza. Put it all together and you get delicious pizza. I feel bad for anybody who goes to the grocery store and goes to their local grocer's freezer and picks anything but Palermo's because they literally don't know. Like, somebody asked me the other day, they go, do you really love Palermo's? I don't just talk about things to talk about things. I freaking love Palermo's, and it's so screaming good that you need to go in your freaking local grocer's freezer and find your screaming pleasure because it's all delicious, baby. Palermo's. Find it.
Jonah in Cedarburg chimes in. Sounds like you guys need to get up to Road America the next track day and get out and race each other. I've got Greg all day.
Jonah's your puppet. Jonah's literally your puppet.
It's not true at all.
I'm starting to think these are your texts. Jonah might be made up now. He is your puppet.
He's the official unofficial robot builder.
He builds crappy robots.
He's an engineer. He understands. I would just feel bad because I don't want Ben to get in an accident. I feel like every other week he's got a new car from Zimbrick European. He's
about.
Popping a tire here, and he's popping a tire there.
My E450, I've had it for over a year. Zero issues.
I hit so many potholes. Oh, it's
Greg,
the road's fault.
Greg,
all
how
the
many,
road is bad.
How many laughs would it take you to laugh at Ben Brust?
Josh, you're such...
It would take me...
You guys are both being
honestly,
pitchers
on
right
a
now.
4 mile track, he's bad. He's not that bad. It would take me 70 laps to
I used
it.
To go with one of my race car friends, and we'd go to a competitive
cool.
go-kart racing track, which is how a lot of these guys
cool.
got started. Dirt track racing, go-kart racing, and I'd beat them.
800-990-3776, your favorite shoes growing up. We'll
shoes.
Keep taking your call. We will also talk a little Bobby Portis as he declines his player option. Ben Brust, not very high on Bobby, if the number is $50 million.
That's correct.
No, Benny.
$50 million?
Sick reference.
Put it away.
Your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
Do you want to know why you missed this cue there, Joshy?
Our great friend.
No, hold on. Hold on. Do you want to know why, Josh?
Phone.
Looking at his phone. We'll explain it. Next on the other side is
I'm boycotting my own show.
I can't even get a tease in because I'm trying to set Ben Brust up with softballs and he's looking at his phone. But we will talk Bobby and the Bucks. It is Giannis Day, live from Road America, Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.